And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Lonely is a dangerous emotion. Even all our technology, smartphones, Facebook, and Twitters don't eradicate that feeling. Family connections are changing, and the workplace usually doesn't bring meaningful friendships. Scripture shows examples. Esther must have felt lonely, a Jewish bride in a Gentile household. The Apostle Paul, beaten by his own people, imprisoned. What did they do? Esther knew her purpose. That brought her contentment beyond lonely. She knew it was her time and her place in that moment. Paul's writings were prolific for the benefit of us all, because he was in prison. Hours of solitude are opportunities to read, learn, and pray. With that perspective, lonely gives way to welcome solitude. This feature at widowconnection.com.